Christ has secured it. And today, it does not appear that he has secured anything as far as Israel's concerned for God. But the evidence is here, and we can rejoice. Verse 4, so wonderful. We have those 144 morally and spiritually suited for the presence of God here on earth in a time of great tribulation. One of the most wonderful things that happens in this great tribulation, out of that, there will be myriads of Gentiles that will be saved. There will be many of Israel that will be saved during that time that will respond. And these, it is said that they are so devoted to the Lord or to the Lamb. Just as the false prophet and the beast was devoted. And I want to remind, just point out to us in chapter 13, the beast has sold himself to the dragon. The false prophet in all his intelligence and wisdom has sold himself to the dragon, so that at the point of judgment they are taken alive and cast into the lake of fire alive, because they sold themselves to the dragon. Our Lord Jesus gave himself entirely to God, fully devoted. We saw a picture of that in John 10. We see a picture of it throughout the Gospel of John. A man devoted to God. He gave his soul, his all to God. And this is what we see in the 144. For centuries our Lord had been rejected. And here we see the Spirit of God shows us a scene where those of Israel are devoted to the Lamb as he was devoted to the Father. And it says in verse 4, they were not defiled. They were morally pure. These are they which follow the Lamb. That is devotion. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow. My brethren, this moves my heart to realize that our Lord Jesus has secured for himself Israel, those who will follow him wisdom. And this is what we, the assembly, will see. We will observe this. We will have, it says that they were redeemed from the earth. You know that false prophet came, another beast came out of the earth. They were redeemed out of the earth. And so the question was raised recently, what about the skull of the first fruits? What does that mean? It means there's more to follow. There's more fruit for the Lord Jesus to enjoy for the glory of God out of Israel. These being first fruits to God and unto the Lamb. Isaiah 53 says, out of his mouth there was no guile. Verse 5 says, and in their mouth was found no guile. The wonderful character of the Lord Jesus. And before the throne of God, they were without fault. Brethren, we can rejoice that in the coming day, at a time where it seems dark and chaotic, that God is in control. There will be souls that will be saved out of great tribulation. There will be the gospel, the everlasting gospel preached. And there will be those in the nation of Israel, 12 tribes, who will give themselves to the Lamb. May we rejoice. Lord, the Lord Jesus is coming soon. May we be exercised in loving his appearing and loving that time when he will be adored and devoted. There will be those who will give their devotion to the Lord Jesus. But a warning, if there is anyone here who has not yet repented, this is your time. God has provided a Savior. Oh, what a wonderful Savior is Jesus the Lord. Did you not see him when he met the blind man and gave him sight? And finally that man bowed to him and owned him as Lord. That is the Savior that God has provided. And today is your opportunity to respond to God in repentance and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. He's coming again. And he God will have the last say. What a wonderful day. Close the music.